to use the full width of the pitch here to make some progress.
Oh!
For the attack here.
Oh! I got to get back to hang of my skills. I'm just really competitive. So anytime I do anything, I'm going to do it to like the best of my ability. So this is the best atmosphere for me right now.
We wanted to make something different, right? We didn't want to make a handshake tour or an autograph session or just a picture taking session. We wanted to make it where it didn't matter if you were the best professional athlete or the highest military ranked official. It's just when you grab a controller, you're in your element, right? It's almost like you're playing your best friend in your basement.
So you're a soccer fan outside of
here? Yeah.
All right. What do you think of Detroit getting a team?
No, I'm excited.
So, same.
Well, Mason, he's a guy, he's very ambitious. For one, he challenged me to FIFA.
I played FIFA twice. Had I known this was your thing, I would have rented it a couple days ago.
A couple days ago?
And just rehearsed, practice. I'm 24 years old and I played FIFA twice, but it's Amir, so in that moment, yeah, I play FIFA.
Let's go.
All right, before we go any further, are we sure this is on two-player?
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
Because I'm not this good. It took me a solid 3 minutes to figure out how the controls work.
I don't think it is.
I was just going like this because you're filming. And I wanted to... and I just wanted to play it for as long as I could.
See, I don't think you're connected to the Xbox.
Okay. Once I got that figured out, it was fine. And once I got that, it went okay. All right. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Alabama.
Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay, whereabouts?
Birmingham. Birmingham, Alabama. You ever been?
No, but I've been to Bama.
It's not a place where a lot of people have been.
Well, I mean...
It's not necessarily a destination place.
Right.
I love to meet people. I feel like every person that you come in contact with has an opportunity to teach you something that you didn't know before. And what better way than here to meet veterans, guys who've seen different phases of lives that I haven't seen.
Getting to know the soldiers and supporting them and respecting them. Yeah, I have family that's that are in the Navy, and I respect them for defending our country and, you know, the things that we take for granted sometimes, that they're out there defending us and they're far from their families, but we're close.
I always wanted to be a part of something that's big. And when I found out the National Guard helps both your country and your community and your state, that's something I wanted to be a part of. I wanted to challenge myself. And I've been an officer now for 3 years, and I love what I do. I love my guys. And when I'm not doing that, I work for Quicken Loans right here downtown.
Oh, dead fish?
He did some kind of celebration where he laid on the ground after he scored. It's a dead fish.
The dead fish is something that I've really taken and owned since my college years of winning so many games with people. Is it safe?
Yeah, you can come up.
It was kind of showboaty. I feel bad about it now because I beat him pretty good, and I probably could have just left the dead fish out, but he got to see the real Amir today, so at least he got that.
It was awesome to really seeing what that video game does when they're just sitting right next to each other, you know, smacking each other, trash talk. That's when you really see what that does, right? And we're here to serve. That's been my life on a daily basis, and that's being a follower of Christ. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where if you're around somebody that just has the heart for serving, it's magnetic.
It's crazy. It's, you know, like you see people playing on the field and you don't think about what they do in their spare time or that they're actually a normal person. So it really means a lot that they take time out of their short week to come and show their appreciation. It's awesome.
That's right. Awesome. Yesterday, the celebration?
That was the best one.
Yeah. Was that the best one?
That's my favorite so far.
He's a kind-hearted guy. He really wanted to get to know me, so that was a genuine connection that I appreciated.
Being in here, I mean, like, I just took a picture of Len Barney's name up there. I played youth football when I was growing up, and Len Barney came out to visit us one day, and I told my dad about it, and he geeked out. My dad was a big Len Barney fan growing up. I wanted to see his reaction when I show him a few pictures of where I was and what I did. Everyone else knows except my dad. This is a when it's done conversation, and I'm really excited to tell him, though. It's gonna be real cool.